On a busy July day, Shari Bernstein was working at the Foothills Motel and Cafe in Leelanau when a man entered the restaurant without a mask. He grew angry when asked to put on a mask, shouting he would boycott the business. The man eventually left, but Bernstein says it left an impression on staff.
We had a little meeting, outside at the back of the cafe afterwards, to discern what are we going to do in the future if someone walks in like this. We asked them to leave, but then what if they're not going to?
The incident was not unique. She says for weeks they've been dealing with customers who are upset about the hotel's new COVID-19 policies, which include not bringing clean towels into your room, but leaving them at the door.
I've heard that's ridiculous. It's clean up here. There's no, reason why I'm not bringing anything into your hotel or into your cafe. They don't care to wear masks and they don't care to follow any of our protocols.
Bernstein has worked in mental health and substance abuse treatment, so she talks with her staff about how to engage with people who don't want to follow the rules. But she gets why people are frustrated. She thinks to some extent the government is being overly cautious in its response, but says she can't risk her employees or customers getting sick.
I have people that come to eat at the Foothills who are in their 70s and 80s. And they've been coming here for years. And in all honesty, they need the Foothills. It's part of their social entertainment for the day.
In Traverse City, Oriana Community Co-op instituted a strict mask policy before the governor's more recent executive order. General Manager Steve Nance says with hundreds of people circulating throughout the two stores each day, he needs to protect his workers. For people who can't tolerate a mask, he says they offer face shields or curbside pickup. Nance says he'll even deliver groceries on his bike if need be. Still, some people refuse to cooperate.
And that caused both difficult conversations for staff, sometimes confrontations, and it was starting to cause confrontations between shoppers.
He says there's been more than a couple situations where people won't wear a mask or leave the store, and they were arrested for trespassing.
With the last executive orders, that it did put the onus on the retailers to kind of police this, and our staff aren't trained.
Megan Holland, a spokesperson for the Michigan Retailers Association, says the mask-wearing policy has been a challenging process for stores.
Retailers are very used to serving customers and making them happy, so this is a new role for them to be in an enforcement role of an order that they have to comply with.
Some law enforcement have said they won't respond to mask-wearing issues, but Holland says they will come if customers are being unruly. She says the association offered 4 webinars with de-escalation tips, giving specific phrases to calm down agitated customers.
Unfortunately, some customers have shown they're still very angry and going to get out of control regardless. And so we're worried about retailers being put in a dangerous position.
For retailers, the anxiety isn't going away anytime soon. I'm Taylor Wisner.